Let's face facts. In this morally bankrupt society, life can be hard as a parent.
That's why we started this podcast, to help tackle tough questions.
To build a community of support and provide a parental break.
Life can come at you fast and society wants your children.
As a parent, it is our duty to be the leader in the fight.
We have been married for 5 years.
No topic is off limits, and we will give advice from a Christian perspective. We could all use a parental break. Hello, and welcome to Parental Break with Jay and Kay. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this is our second episode for the night tonight. Well, today. It's 12:38 in the morning. But hey, who's counting? Nope. Today, as the name of the episode is, let's talk about Roe v. Wade. Caitlin, a lot has happened since the last time we'd done a podcast. Yeah. I'm not including the one that we just recorded, but what's your take on the whole thing about Roe v. Wade?
It's bad.
Simple as that? So, for those that don't know, or have been living under a rock, or something like that, there's been a lot of things that have come out about abortion, and in fact, I have a video that we'll talk about it. One of the things that showed the true evils and true lengths of evil people will go to.
I don't know about you, but it's time to get loud when it comes to our kids. You see what they're doing in the schools. You see what they're doing over there in California now with this new bill. Every single citizen of the United States should be up in arms about a bill going before Congress that would allow abortion up to 28 days after birth. Just think about that, friends. If that don't get you going, there ain't nothing on the... You are dead inside. You need to repent. A baby, a living, breathing baby. Not a clump of cells, but a baby. And you're going to allow that to be aborted. There is something wrong with your sick soul to allow that to even go for a vote. Every American should be outraged. Find out who wrote those bills. Hold them accountable.
I'm going to stop the video right here because it was brought to my attention that this guy on this video, he's not correct about one thing about this bill. It's not talking about 28 days. That's actually Colorado that's talking about 28 days after birth. They're just talking 7 days after birth. Caitlin, how do you feel about that?
Disgusted.
Because when does it come to the point of my body, my choice, and not just, let's just kill it? Because, and this is why I've always had a problem with the ruling of Roe v. Wade. Because there is no definitive line in the sand when it comes to Roe v. Wade of when abortion is not allowed at all. And that's why I think Supreme Court, in my honest opinion, and this is just my opinion, and we know what opinions have, I think that's why the Supreme Court changed the ruling on this, in my honest opinion, because there was no definitive line in the sand for the right to an abortion when you have states like California, Maryland, and Colorado going past term. It's that point where it's just like, okay, now you're just talking about straight up infanticide. And I mean, we can talk about some of the major evils. This one is actually a video our friend Odin produced, because someone has gone to the straight evil part of aborting children and possibly using them as a means of fuel. So listen to this video.
You people have been chosen! Chosen!
Aborted babies being burned and then used for electricity? I hope they are.
You know what? I fucking hope so. I hope so.
I sure hope so.
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh god, I hope so. I can just imagine the fucking snowflakes with that one.
Oh no. I just eat mine straight from the can.
I don't think we should be asking, are they being burned and used for electricity? I think we should be asking, why aren't they being burned and used for electricity?
Burn them.
Ooh, sustainable energy! I love the advocacy. We should try it.
There are varying degrees of evil. We are utilizing forms of filth, not to push the bounds and cross over into true corruption. Our domain.
But if you do, one day you will look behind you and you will see we three. And on that day, you will rip it.
And we will send you to whatever god you wish.
Ones I put down, people I killed. I want you to know that I'd do it all again. I'm not crazy, okay? I'm smack dab in the middle of my right goddamn mind, and any scumbag, any lowlife, any maggot piece of shit that I put down, I did it.
Link War!
First of all, we apologize for the cursing in the video, but Caitlin, you saw that video. What do you think of that?
I'm in shock.
They are literally talking about taking children, aborted children, and using them as renewable energy.
Who in their right mind?
That's the thing. They're not in their right mind. These individuals that are talking about this.
The devil has got them.
Exactly. They are the definition of evil. And this is the evils man will go when you give them something like abortion.
Oh, sorry, I'm about to get upset or get mad or something.
Get mad, Caitlin. I want to see you rage on this episode.
Well, I'm a little tired to be screaming and hollering, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's the woman who gets, you know, pregnant. I wished they had enough sense to know that they had more options out there. Like adoption, fostering.
Oh,
I mean, give that sweet.
Oh, go ahead, Caitlin.
Sorry, give that sweet baby a chance in life.
What
I mean, you shouldn't abort it. You shouldn't kill it because it's wrong.
But here's the argument against that, Caitlin. Foster caring it. A child, it's so horrible. Foster caring, you're putting them in a situation that would be even worse than mercifully killing the baby. And honestly, there's an argument to get that. And honestly, I'm glad you mentioned that because that brings me into my next video. I got a bunch of videos here. Here's our next one.
A lot of people give their children up to foster care or adoption agencies or wherever you're talking about. But a lot of people that go into the foster care system can attest it to being awful. You want to subject these children that just because their parents didn't want them, you want to put them into a system that doesn't care for them, that they're 4 times more likely to commit suicide, 7 times more likely to have depression, suffer through all this just because you're forcing this person to have a baby?
Is it so if someone's going to suffer, is it better just to kill them?
I'm not saying that. What? I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying you don't want them to go to the foster care system because of all of these statistics showing how children in foster care suffer.
I'm saying you would rather this person put up their baby to have a terrible life and most likely end up.
So what's the more compassionate option?
To have an abortion.
To kill it.
So So this person's name is Kristen Hawkins, and she actually goes to these schools, and she talks about why abortion is wrong. And she tries to educate our young society on why abortion is wrong. This person came up and basically said, well, you want to put them in the foster care system, and statistics show, which statistics can be very skewed because, let's face it, the statistics for abortions, about the 1%, it's actually less than that. And it's done by people that want abortions, I believe is what has been said. They put out these statistics, and the statistics always don't equal out to what it is. A foster care situation could probably be the best thing for that child.
Yeah, there's a few people I know in my life that I've known, you know, in the past when I was younger. They were in foster care. They turned out great.
Mm-hmm.
They're living their life and doing what they want, you know, good.
Yep.
Things like that.
But here's what another individual would say. Do you believe in the whole idea that consent to sex is not consent to pregnancy?
Anytime you have intercourse, there's a big chance that you're going to wind up pregnant.
Yes, and we're talking about unsafe sex.
That's, I mean, you got to be safe.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have a baby, just don't. I mean, there's things to take. Things yes. to do. Practice yes. on not having a, number what? One, just don't even do anything.
Abstinence is always the best policy.
Yes.
That is one of the things that growing up, I heard mm-hmm. all the time. Abstinence is the best policy. Mm-hmm. Because... and with us being Christians, sex is reserved for marriage.
Yes.
Now, if you do it, I'm not going to look down on you as an individual or anything. No.
We're not going to judge you.
We're not going to judge you, but. Be safe about it. Be smart about it. I mean, use protection. Use the things that could possibly not get you pregnant. You know, anytime you lay down and have sex, you run the risk of getting pregnant.
And getting a disease or something.
And getting diseases, too.
Yeah.
But we don't teach that kind of... And I think we talked about this with Unpopular Opinion Queen about this. We don't educate kids at a young age, or let's not say young age, because we're not going to say young age. We're not going to be the people in Kentucky.
Oh, no.
No. I'm talking about middle school, high school, where they're more cognitive to this. Well, yeah, college. Obviously college. But where they're more cognitive to the idea of sex. Mm-hmm. We need to educate them that if you're going to lay down and you're going to have sex and you're going to do it unprotectedly, with no protection.
There's always a consequence.
There's always a possible risk to becoming pregnant. There's always a possible risk to catching a disease. However, on the other side of it, if you do the things you're supposed to do, wear a condom, use spermicidal lube,
birth control,
and all these other things, condoms have been proven to be 99% effective. So 1%, there's a possibility you could possibly get a baby.
Can they always... have an excuse on why they don't want to use it.
Oh, it feels different. Oh, you know, it doesn't feel as good. And I understand that argument. But you got to think about yourself and you got to think about your future. If you're not ready to have a child, let's say you're just out of high school and you're in college and you decide to have sex. And let's say you're one of the star players on the basketball team. Well, now you can't focus all your time on school and playing basketball and all these things. Because you made the decision to have sex unprotected. You made that decision. And I'm sorry, at this point, any possibility of an abortion is out of the question. Because you decided to do that. And let's face it, there are going to be people out there that will say, well, what about sexual assault? What about rape? That's less than 1% of abortions. Let's face it with the answer to abortion. It is people that have made bad decisions and people that have made the decision to not be responsible and not hold themselves accountable and their partner accountable to have safe sex that are getting abortions. Because if it was a possibility of sexual assault and rape, you would have gone to the police. You would have gotten a police report. And people that talk about ectopic pregnancies. Well, at that point, that type of abortion is possible because it would be done surgically.
They call it a DNC.
A DNC. We're not talking about those situations. We're talking about the young hot stuff and the young little hot thing deciding, I'm not going to take responsibility for my actions and realize I got pregnant because I wasn't smart and I didn't tell my partner to put a condom on and decide, oh, I'm going to go get an abortion. This is where I have a problem with abortions. When you start using it as your form of birth control, like I've seen, like, I don't know if you listened to the podcast where they had a video of a person on live TV take an abortion pill and said, this is my third one.
And the interviewers
were dumbfounded.
Shocked. They're like, what? Like, they couldn't even talk.
That kind of person is a sick individual.
Mm-hmm.
And when they die, I hope they get what's coming to them.
I mean, God is going to judge every single one of these people who are doing this and are just...
But
I'm sorry, I'm just...
But Caitlin, we can't even just say it's now people that aren't godly. We're now talking about pastors saying that abortion's okay. Like, I love this puppet.
No, thank you.
I love this puppet because he's hilarious. He's blunt and honest, but he has a smile when he does it. Kind of like Tyr does, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And let me first tell you the background. So, and this is why we're talking about Roe v. Wade. A lot of you are aware that Roe v. Wade has been in a draft, although it's starting to sound like in June that they are going to vote on to overturn it, the women's right to an abortion. And they're going to send it back to the states. People are saying, well, it's going to take away women's rights. No, it's not. It's getting sent back to the states, and then the state decides where their moral compass is. Is their moral compass with the child, the unborn child, or is their moral compass with the mother who made a mistake, who made the decision to have unprotected sex? Because I'm not throwing sexual assault and rape into this situation, because, like I said, that's less than 1% of all abortions. And you can go look it up. I'm talking about the ones that decided to lay down, couldn't control themselves, didn't take the accountability, the part to hold someone accountable to have sex. And this pastor, I don't know what he is, he had the clergy collar. It's like, this is bad. And let me let you listen to the video.
This is bad.
Hiya, Pastor. I think I have to disagree with you. I think that's actually a great thing. You know, seeing the fact that, even though abortion will be still available per every state, if they allow it, but, you know, let's just get away from the whole murder thing. I think that would be best. You know, God doesn't really like the whole murder thing. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, beside that, let's talk about miracles for a second. You know, up till 2 days ago, I mean, it was hard to find someone who could tell you that what a woman was. But until yesterday, out of the woodwork, everybody came out fighting for women's rights. Now, you can't sit there and tell me that God don't work miracles. God don't make mistakes. Miracles happen every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, I love that puppet because he's so blunt, but he does it with a smile, pretty much a smile on his face. Yep. But I mean, yeah, you think about it, it's funny. When this whole thing with Roe v. Wade dropped, you had a Supreme Court nominee say, I'm not a biologist, so I can't tell you what a woman is. You have the left saying there's, what is it, 72 different genders, mm-hmm. instead of the two that actually matter.
And that are written in the Bible?
Well, I mean, in some points we can't bring the Bible into the situation, but
whatever.
Biological textbooks will say there are two genders. There's an XY chromosome and an XX chromosome. If you have an XY, you're a male. If you have an XX, you're a female. I believe I think I just said that wrong. But, I mean, in our case, yes, you can bring the Bible into the situation. Let me check. Hey, I got it right. Yeah, that's right. An XX chromosome, you're a female. XY? You're a male. We learned that at the beginning of a biology. You know? Caitlin?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And going back to the whole argument about consent to sex is not consent to pregnancy, this is Professor, one of the professors, Professor Murphy.
Sex is not a consent to pregnancy. A fetus cannot survive on its own, and I absolutely do not consent to a fetus living off of me.
Oh, it's time to Murphy some more shit. So giggity isn't consent to pregnancy, huh? Okay. Well, boxing isn't consent for a broken...
Well, apparently the conversion of the video didn't work out real well. Basically what he said was, well... getting in a car is not a consent to being in a car wreck. Getting in boxing, going into a boxing ring is not consent to being getting the crap beat out of you. Those ideologies does not work in this situation. Going in for a surgery is not consent to possibly dying from the surgery, complications in the surgery. So you can't use that argument to say, well, consent to sex is not consent to pregnancy. You made a, what's the word I'm looking for? You made a verbal contract when you decided to have sex. You made a moral contract decision when you decided to have sex that you could run the possibility of being pregnant. And I'm sorry. I don't have any sympathy for you when you make those kind of decisions. I will pray for you, and I hope it works out for you, especially if you decide to put it up for adoption. I will definitely pray for the child then. But I am not going to let you, honestly, do that and use it as a form of birth control. there are things out there that can help prevent pregnancy. An IUD. What was the one Queen told us about? The shot?
I think there's a shot now.
Yeah, that you get once a month. You go get it once a month or once every 3 months, I think. Mm-hmm. And it keeps you from getting pregnant. I am not going to, I don't believe that abortion is the right way to do things. You can put it up for adoption. You can put it in the foster care system.
I mean, if it comes down to it, I mean, I know if the person has any family members that would love to take it.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't have kids of their own.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and he told me that him and his wife, who've had 3 kids now, have decided to stop having kids. One reason was because it became to a point where it was dangerous for the mother to have kids. Mm-hmm. I can't go into detail. But he said, you know, we thought about the foster caring system. However, it's a difficult situation to do because you don't get to keep the child. And after it got to a certain point, we would want to keep the child. And here's the problem with adoption. Adoption is too expensive.
It is.
$34,000 the last time I checked in the state of South Carolina just for the application process. That's not even to get approved to have a child. We need to make it more, I don't want to say profitable. I want to say more.
It needs to be more.
Attainable.
Yeah.
It needs to be more attainable. Don't make me put down half the price on a house for an adoption. If I want to adopt children and my records look good, where I have had no arrests, I've had no
DUIs,
no evidence of child abuse, no evidence of domestic violence,
drugs,
anything like that, I should be able to go through the adoption agency, no problem, get a child and help raise a pretty good individual in society. But here's the thing about the foster care system. There are some bad apples in the foster care system. Yep. Let's face it.
That woman in South Carolina that was on Worst Cooks of America, she was found guilty of killing her adopted daughter.
And let's face it. There are some parents. There are bad parents.
Yeah.
Did you see the story I sent you in our group?
No.
There is a parent, I believe in Louisiana. Child was autistic.
Oh, yeah.
Made him sit in a chair, in a couch. And actually, when the police actually investigated, they found that the couch had actually formed to the person's body.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm sorry, there are some bad individuals in this world, but there are some good parents in this world. Us being an example of good parents, even though sometimes I don't think we are. If we ever wanted to adopt, we would have to hope to have $34,000 somewhere to adopt.
Yeah.
And me as an individual, I would probably be one of those ones that wouldn't want to let a child go after being in my house for so long, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, let's face it. People think a baby is a disposable thing. Do you agree, Caitlin?
That's what they think.
Especially on the left side. And it was funny to see Kamala Harris cry crocodile tears when the Senate voted down the idea of codifying abortion and basically making it where the right to abortion could happen even if the Supreme Court overturned the ruling. Go ahead, Caitlin.
You made me forget what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. You want to see another video?
No.
This one was kind of funny because this is a pro-choicer going at, against Kristen, Kristen Hawkins. So here's this one. This one's funny.
I just want to read you this poster that I have because I hear a lot of pro-lifers say that life begins at conception. Mm-hmm. So my poster reads, "Life begins when you understand living women matter more than potential babies."
What is it?
What do you mean?
If it's a potential baby, what is inside of a woman?
It's a fetus.
Is it living?
No.
How can it grow if it's not living?
Actually, that's like saying if an acorn is a tree.
When does the fetus become living?
That's actually a good question, but that line...
Yeah, of course, because you don't know it, because it's living.
Oh.
It's living.
How about you let her speak?
You're fundamentally denying science to validate
you,
your...
You actively deny science, ma'am.
How am I denying... What science did I deny, Darby?
Okay, so let's look at some posters over here. But you don't have to be here.
I need you to tell me what science... You just made an accusation that I denied science. What science did I deny?
That it's a child inside of you. It is a clump of cells when
I'm a clump of cells. What makes me different?
That you were born? You were born.
So you don't. What you're arguing is that anything that is not born is not valuable of life.
I did not say that.
It's subjective. So when does a child or fetus or clump of cells, whatever you want to call it, when does this clump of cells or fetus become living?
When it can sustain its own life.
But when is the sustainability? When is sustainability?
21. About like 30 weeks to born, like 24.
Because like what? How do you sustain life? Like. My newborns aren't sustainable. You can't just have a newborn and they just like live on their own, right?
Right.
They're not sustainable. They need help and assistance to survive. So is a newborn not worthy of life? Is a newborn not worthy of life?
I do have one thing to say to you. How is it that when my mom was in college 30 years ago, she was protesting the exact same thing that me and these wonderful other women and men on this side have been protesting. How is it? Why? Why are we still protesting? Why are we still having to talk about this issue? It is a basic human right to have an abortion, to have a choice.
The reason we're still having the question is because some people don't want to accept the natural consequences of heterosexual sex and be inconvenienced by another human life and want to selfishly choose to end human life in order to have their whims met.
Okay, Caitlin, you want to say something?
Okay, I remember what I was going to say now. Okay, so these protesters that are for abortion. What if your mamas decided to abort you? The world wouldn't know that you existed, but God knows that you existed.
When you were in the womb, I first knew you.
Yep.
Yep.
It's like they say, like we believe, life, birth, starts at conception.
Yes.
And
here's why it starts at conception. That clump of cells. Again, going back to biology, what is DNA? It's the building blocks of life.
It's what makes us.
It's what makes us. Those cells have DNA in them. Mm-hmm. When they combine and form that zygote, that, and this is where we're talking about them wanting to abort. That cell has two DNAs mixing together to form life. Why can we say bacteria on other plants? If we find a bacteria today on Mars, we would throw money at it to try to find out what it is and find out what it is and also define it as life. Why does that have life, but this clump of cells that forms, it forms every day? I mean, you have gestation weeks. Why is that not life? What makes that bacteria on other plants more important than the life in a woman's body? Which, you know, the argument of my body, my choice. You have another living life inside you.
Yep.
You are not going to say it's a parasite because it's not a parasite.
What if your mom and dad thought you were a parasite?
Fair enough. But I wanted to say this because I loved what Kristen Hawkins said there. She said, I'm a clump of cells. Mm-hmm. What makes me different? The way you said you were born. Okay, if I was born, why is my life more important? Because you're sustainable. A newborn child is not sustainable. It cannot live on its own.
No.
People think, well, yeah, it can breathe on its own. Sometimes it can't even breathe on its own.
Okay, a baby cannot feed itself.
It cannot feed itself.
It cannot wipe its booty.
Nope.
Because of, you know, number one and number two.
Yep.
I'm a daycare teacher, and I teach this age.
Yep.
And they can't drive because they're not even one. They're not even legal. They're not even, like, permit age. They can't talk because they are learning how to talk. They don't know how to express their anger, their feelings. Hence why most kids bite, and it's natural for this age, because they don't know how to express their feelings and what they want and stuff.
I'm going to be one to tell you that. There were days when we were raising our daughter at the young age, when I was still on third shift, that she would cry and I wouldn't know what she wanted.
That was brutal.
And I literally went into the bathroom and screamed to myself because I just couldn't figure out what she wanted. And what did you finally tell me? Just put her down, let her cry it out.
Let her cry it out.
See if you can figure out what it is. And come to find out, she was just tired.
Yeah.
She didn't understand, if I'm tired, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's...
And the reason why he had to do that was because my job at the time where I was at, still, I was a daycare teacher then too. The center did not let me bring my daughter with me to work because they said they ran out of room.
Yeah.
And so she was 4 months. He had to do this, bless his heart, he's a super daddy. He had to do this for 4 months on third shift, barely no sleep at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we got through that, but we did, by the grace of God.
Yeah. This next video, I forgot what this one was about. Let's see.
Country.
Yes, they were.
Not that one. Here's the first one.
It gets very interesting when people define their own definition of life, because that's scary.
I have a personal question for you. Mm-hmm. Are your beliefs about abortion and life and conception, does that have anything to do with your personal religious beliefs? And I also want to add on your beliefs about having sex, because you mention a baby as an acceptable consequence for someone who had sex. But that how could a child who is, like, in Texas, sex education isn't even, like, you don't even have to have that here. In this entire state, do you know how many people grow up and not even knowing what their first period is? Not knowing that, oh, they think that you can have sex on your period and you won't get pregnant. Like, there's people out here, like, underprivileged children who have sex early on, because frankly, when you're having sex at 11 to 13 years old, that's not normal. Something's going wrong. Something's not okay. And the fact that you're saying that you're having sex, you got pregnant, that's your own damn fault. So your consequence should be, oh, but you're not, you can't drive yet. You can't vote yet. Hell, you can't even make food for yourself yet. But you have to have this child. I'm gonna make you bear the child. And I'm not gonna give you the right to choose a safe abortion. And that, I can, this is for anyone. Because not everyone has the same moral background and was raised the same way as you. Some people are raised a completely different way and believe completely different things about sex and babies and your belief that life being is a conception, that is not shared by a lot of people. It's not shared by me. It's not shared by any of my friends. So I'm asking you, why should your moral belief be the end all be all and make the law and take away the right to a clean, safe abortion for women to have? Because you talk about like, oh, 5% of people, women that are raped being pregnant, 5% is still 2.9 million women who have become pregnant from rape in their lifetime. You know, like, just because it's the minority, minority statistics are real people. Yeah. Shit happens. People become pregnant. People are raped. And the fact that you can sit here and say that the rapist baby, the seed or whatever you want to call it, the baby that's still in your belly and that it's not born yet, that you should be forced to have that, it's disgusting. And the fact that you can come over here and have an entire career based off of this, and I'm not done speaking, and then you can sit here in front of my friend who was a victim of rape and say that she should have that baby, it's disgusting. And you should be damn ashamed of yourself, and I don't believe that, and I'm not gonna fight until people like you do not have a place to come on here on my campus that I paid a school to go to and spew your fucking lies.
Well, I believe in the First Amendment. Do you believe in the First Amendment?
Do you?
Do you believe in the First Amendment? I've allowed you to sit here and scream at me for an hour and a half. And
I'm saying I don't believe that you should have the right to take away my access to a clean, safe abortion as a human right. I have the right to have the autonomy over my own body. You have the right to your autonomy over your own body. We both get knocked up, have sex, both of us pregnant. You want to abort it? You don't want to abort it? Your decision. If I want to abort it, I'm going to fucking do that. Okay. So who are you to sit here and tell me that?
I don't want to own a slave, but you want to own a slave. Am I supposed to just sit around and say that?
Do not sit here in front of a microphone and compare owning a slave to me, you white fucking bitch. You have no idea to sit here and say this shit to me.
Ma'am, that is the argument you just made.
No, it's not. No, it is not. That is your incorrect interpretation. That is a logical fallacy. You think you can sit here and go ring around the rosy with me?
Are you done with your question? Because you asked me like...
You haven't answered anything. You've actually just made a statement and completely deterred my argument in a completely different way. Oh, do you think that you can own a slave? If I want to own a slave, can I own a slave? How can you sit here with a straight face and say that to me? How is you not embarrassed of yourself?
Okay, can you let me answer the question? How can you sit here and deny biology?
How can you sit here and deny biology? I'm going to ask you the same question.
Do you want me to answer your questions? If you will sit down, I will answer your questions.
I'm going to stand right here, and I want you to tell me how you think it's okay to compare owning a slave to having an abortion. And it's not even in the same ballpark.
Yes. Because
white people were not seen as people in this country.
Yes,
they
just
were
like what you've done time and time again tonight to an unborn child. You have argued.
Unborn child, not living. Black people already existed. They were born.
Unborn children are literally born
into slavery.
Would you like me to answer your questions? I can't answer if you keep screaming at me.
So what do you think of that one, Caitlin?
That little girl needs to shut up.
Yeah. She goes on more.
I don't want to hear the rest of it.
Oh, it's even more funnier because she gets even more ridiculous.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it?
I don't want to hear her, no.
You want them to hear it real quick?
Let me take off my headset.
Okay.
I'm sorry. People like that makes me sick.
I country.
Yes, they were like what you've done time and time again tonight to an unborn child. You have argued.
Unborn child, not living. Black people already existed. They were born.
Unborn children are living,
ma'am. Literally born into slavery.
Would you like me to answer your questions? I can't answer if you keep screaming at me. Do you want me to answer your questions?
I'm waiting.
Are you going to stop
talking? Are you going to answer my question?
Yes.
Or are you going to sit here and look stupid? I'm quiet right now. I'm quiet.
This is why we have the First Amendment, so they can
do this. Am I speaking?
So, no. When we talk about abortion, we talk about the living human being that's present inside of a mother's womb. Biology confirms this fact. This is not a religious belief that I hold. This is a scientific fact. The law of biogenesis says like begets like. We know the definition of life, and we know what's inside of a mother is living because that child is growing. You can call the child a fetus, a clump of cells, whatever, but the fact is that entity, which is a member of our human species, because two humans can't reproduce anything other besides a human, is in fact alive. The arguments that you're making to support your extremist beliefs to justify
abortion.
It's
not extremist. It's basic human right
that
you're trying to take away from me.
Doesn't have value. The argument you're trying to and failing to make, in the argument that you really
you don't get to sit here and tell me what my argument is. If you want to answer my question, then answer my question.
Ma'am, you said you'd be quiet.
Answer the question.
The argument you're failing to make and what argument you should be making is that you believe that the human inside of the womb has less value than a woman and that certain people get
to decide. Yes, it does, because it's her body, her choice.
Exactly.
Her body, exactly. Her body, her choice.
Ma'am, that is your argument. It is not that it's not a human being or that's living, because that's flat out denying biology. We know it's living, and we know it's a human being.
What else
would
it be?
You're arguing is that that child doesn't have the same right to life as his or her mother, because you have decided, and what you said during your comments was that if I got pregnant and chose not to have an abortion, I can do that, but you can choose to have abortion because the mother gets to decide the value of that person.
The mother,
that is
the mother's child. That's
ma'am,
exactly what
you're
I'm
not
saying.
Letting me answer the question. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened in pre-Civil War America. You could choose to assign value to Black Americans depending on what you felt like. You could say,
wow.
Oh, I am against slavery because I know these people are human beings that have value and no one has the right to own another human person. But if I was a plantation owner in the South, I could say, yeah, they have some value, but they don't have full value because I deem it. It's a slippery slope. And that is not, by the way, that is not a religious belief. This is a scientific belief that this is a human being. Where we can differ on our belief is the value we assign. No, there's other people behind you.
I have actually one more question to ask, and she said I could ask a question.
That is the actual debatable question here today.
No,
is what is the value we assign to human beings in the womb? Does a human being in the womb have the same value, the same right to life as other people, or do they not? That is the true pro-abortion argument. That if you have taken an hour to research, you could have come and made. But you failed
can
to
I
do
ask
that
my question
you denied
now?
Biology.
Can
Next
I ask my
person.
Question
no,
now?
No, you can get behind the line. Back the
you
line.
Can sit here and like try and create this argument and idea that you have of what we believe in and push it back in my face, but it's not going to work. Your
you
little
get the back
logical
the
fallacy ring around the rosy will not work on us. You disgust me. And if
right,
biology...
She's waiting to speak, ma'am. You're not allowing other women to speak.
Y'all, okay, come on. We said we're going to use mics only, okay? We're going to use mics only. We've got a lot of other folks here who have questions. We're going to talk afterwards, okay?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Okay, first of all, to this person that says sexual education is not taught in the public schools in Texas, I have found through Google, because Google is free, Wikipedia is free, all these other ones are free. Just some advice for this person. The state of education approves one sex ed textbook for Texas middle school students. That was in November of 2029. 20 November 19th of 2021.
2029 is not even.
I know.
7 years from now.
This is from caranews.org. Students across Texas will see new health curriculum, including sexual health, implemented in their classrooms in 2022. So to this person, you saying that sex is not taught in public schools in the state of Texas?
Think again.
It's actually required by federal law to teach about sexual education. The way you teach about it, obviously, is up to the state how you teach about it. Yeah. Because there are some states that will go into even wacko ideas of there's 72, 52, 82, 152 different genders. Instead of actually facing what it is, it's man and woman, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's like the little girl said on, what was that show that Steve Harvey had? Where little kids would come out and...
Oh, Little Big Shots?
Little Big Shots. This girl, little girl, came out on stage and is pretty much a walking textbook. Steve Harvey had a skeletal structure out there and said, what's that? That's a foot. And told the story about the foot. Then he pointed at the pelvis, and he's like, the pelvis is gender specific. Males have a narrower pelvis than females do. Why? Why? Because they carry babies. Let's get to the idea that it is a woman. And I love the fact that it's now come to the fact that we can't define what a woman is, to now, with this overturn of Roe v. Wade, it's a woman. We have gone to the point in society that we think body autonomy is based on how we feel, how we are, what we look like, why we look like this. And we put no value on an unborn human life. That human life has still those same constitutional rights, the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What gives you the right to deny those rights to that child? Because honestly, if you're like that, how would you feel if I took your rights away? Mm-hmm. How would you feel if I decided that I wanted to take you out? You wouldn't like that, would you? I know you wouldn't, Caitlin.
No.
So why do you have the right to say, it's my body, my choice, when that little human life inside of you is trying to grow and has the same rights as every other individual in life? What gives you the right to take it out just because you made a mistake? You decide to not hold yourself accountable and your partner accountable to have protected sex. And let's face it, guys, if something happens like the condom breaks or something like that, there is a thing called Plan B. You can go right to the drugstore right now and get it over the counter, because federal law actually helped make that possible. And I saw another video today of someone saying in the state of Tennessee, it's illegal. I know for a fact that Plan B is not illegal in the state of Tennessee. So your argument is null and void. Let's face facts here. It's a human being. It has been a human being, and it will continue to be a human being. And life begins at conception. Because at that point, it was a one in a million shot for you to be born. It was a one in trillion shot for you to form. Because if we know sex ed, it's a dangerous journey for sperm to the egg. A lot of them die. Millions go into the woman's body. Not all of them make it. Only one makes it. It's a one in a million shot. And that's why it is so precious. And a lot of times, because there are some women that can't have children. Why? It doesn't attach to the endometrium. Knowing, i.e. endometriosis. It just doesn't form correctly. There are women out there that can't have children that would kill, would literally kill to have your child. And for you to literally end that child's life and not give it a chance. And I'm talking to the ones that tried to use abortion as a means of birth control. You are a sick individual.
Selfish.
Selfish individual. And I hope you get what's coming to you. In the end, it may not happen now,
but it will.
But you have to stand before God before everybody else, too. Because I'm sorry, if you think a human life has no value that's forming and trying to be born, you have no moral compass, and you have no definitive line in the sand. And that's what I'm going to say on the issue. What do you have to say, Caitlin?
You just said everything I needed.
I kind of got heated there for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. But before we end this podcast, I want to end it on a lighter note, honey. I think you saw this video.
A painting to represent autism. Okay. This affects a lot of people. Let's not screw this up.
Start with the planet down here. Now, to most people, this is our world. Pretty ordinary place. Black and white. Little shadow here. Now, for someone with autism, they see things a little differently. Some can find just everyday tasks a struggle to cope with, while others can just look at a piano and give Beethoven a run for his money. What I'm trying to say here is that there's a spectrum. Little magic white here, and we'll be able to add some texture. Just want these colours to pop through a bit. Now, being autistic is not an illness or a disease, but if you meet someone with it, you might notice some things that are different. You might find it harder to communicate as well as you, or find normal situations like really stressful. Sticky! I think we'll put a couple layers of stars on this. So if you ever meet someone that looks at the world just a bit differently to you, just don't be so quick to judge, because they might have more going on than what you think. I think I'll sum this up with a quote from a good friend of mine. Autism is not a disability. It's just a different ability. And I love this.
I love that video. Mm-hmm. And I think that sums up most of what we're saying. Every life is important.
It matters.
Every life matters. Whether it's the autistic child or it's the brain scientist, brain surgeon, or the one that grows up to cure AIDS. Every life matters in this society that we live in. And everybody has an input in this society. And everybody has the rights that every individual has. And I just feel like we have forgotten that as a society. Because people learn differently. People do different things. But in the end, we're all humans. And we're all made in the image of God. Caitlin, do you want to say anything before we end this podcast?
It's late. I was going to go to bed.
Fair enough. But do you want to say anything about to wrap this up?
Just think about before you do think about your actions before you do them.
I agree. If you're not ready to have a child yet, Do the right things. Wear protection. Seek out birth control. And if somehow the condom breaks or some weird thing happens, there are things out there that can help in this situation. And it's, you got 72 hours to help yourself. And if you do become pregnant and there's no way out of it, there are places you can take a child. You can even leave it at the hospital when you give birth to it. And they will find a home for it. Abortion is not the way to go. Because you're destroying human life. And if you would actually sit down and watch some of the videos, and I think someone brought this up to a good point. Because I guarantee you there wouldn't be any abortions if they did this. If an individual that was going for an abortion, the mom and the dad were going in for an abortion, they had to sit down and watch what an abortion does to a young unborn fetus. They wouldn't have abortions because it's a very, very serious procedure and very disgusting and very hard to watch. And I can't imagine doing that to another human life.
I couldn't live with myself.
I couldn't live with myself either. And realize there is places to get help. And women that have maybe been sexually assaulted or raped, there's help for you guys too. You just got to ask for it. I know it's hard to bring up your trauma. But just ask for help. Right, honey? Mm-hmm. But with that, that'll do it for Parental Break with J&K. I'm Justin.
I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.